most of the high school season, and the last at-bats I saw this guy have, he hit, like, in the state tournament last year, I think he hit 3 jacks, a triple, and, like, 2 doubles. He pretty much was the hitter of the state tournament, in my opinion, last year. And this year he comes back, and he's doing a lot of things different. He seems to have I would call it an extreme inside-out hack. I mean, we're big proponents of keeping your hands inside the ball, trying to be a middle hitter, but he's extreme right now. Everything's behind the ball. Contacts suck real deep. It's not like he's around the ball. He's still an inside half hitter.
Which is still a big jump from when he was in high school season missing balls 10, 15 seconds early.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see him be deep.
Yeah, and I think that you can tell he's working on staying behind the ball with his upper body trying to be gap, but we think it's sucking a lot of his bat speed away. We think it's a little bit as though he's not letting himself be the athlete that he is. He's an exceptional athlete. And we don't really – he hasn't really verbalized clearly to me why he's different now. And he asked me why I think he's different. And I told him that right now I just feel like he's trying to be
the perfect spitting image of a powerful athletic hitter.
Right, and I would say he's not having the kind of fun that he used to. He's not trying to hit the ball.
Not just letting his ability flow.
Yeah,
he's trying to manipulate it too much and make it do very precise actions.
He's a real high IQ guy,
which
too.
Comes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
High IQ is a guy who wants to make it every step of the way perfect.
Right, and he's aware of himself, he's aware of situations, and there is a burden that comes with being such a high IQ guy.
And he also has very good understanding of what his body's doing and how to control his body, so he can make the most minute of adjustments.
Yeah. So, in dealing with him, Griff, what do you think we should try and accomplish in the coming weeks with him?
I'd really like to see him do some work with just feeling what it's like to hit the ball out in front off a tee,
mm-hmm.
having it way out in front, letting him remember what it's like to keep the hands. At contact, I like him to be just slightly in front of the baseball and slightly above the baseball. Let him get that feeling in there again,
mm-hmm.
of where the hands feel like at extension when he's really got through the good ball. I feel a lot of it, though, is just saying, hey, dude, go out there and be a baseball player. You're pretty good at hitting. Go do that.
Surely this particular player has placed exceedingly high expectations.
Oh, absolutely. And I've set really high expectations for him, too, and he knows that.
Is there a point at which that can be a danger?
There can be. You have to make sure that you stay realistic with it. And one of the things he was doing I thought that was unrealistic was expecting to hit, every at-bat in the high school season, he felt like he had to hit a 5-run home run. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And so now he has that weight taken off his shoulders in the summer. He knows he's surrounded by guys in the lineup who can drive him in. And I see him taking a much more relaxed tack. It's a lot smoother. He's doing a lot more things right again. But he still he hasn't let off on the goals he has for himself.
You think he's close?
Close to what?
Close to being that guy again.
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Watching him go take 2 doubles, one to the right center gap on fastball and one to the left center gap on the breaking ball. That were both just well-driven, good backspin carry. He's real close to where he was at last year, especially this time in the summer.
Yeah, he's a fun guy for us because he comes to the yard every day expecting to just have an awesome time.
With a buttload of energy, too.
Yeah, and
willing to work hard. One of the hardest workers I've seen.
Yeah, and that's where having a real high IQ can benefit you, is the same awareness that can get you in funks on the field can provide you with the awareness to know exactly what's expected of you on the field all the time and even off the field. I would expect this guy to never once be in trouble for any reason, just because he knows what what smart players would do, what smart people would do, and what good human beings would do. He's a pleasure to have in the dugout, and we think that We think that these are all things that will eventually contribute to him being
very, very successful.
We both think that he has a chance to be the best hitter the town's produced in a really, really long time. And we've told him that. And I think – I don't even know if he – I don't think he really realized what that means, because we've had guys – we've had hitters taken in the top five rounds here. We've had hitters taken in the top three rounds here. This has been he's got a shot to be somebody really special. And
he does. We got a glimpse of it last summer.
Yeah, and the main ingredient.
17.
The main ingredient is just allowing himself to go have fun. Be positive at the yard.
Yeah.
Be positive away from the field.
I spent a lot of time instructing him that a 70% failure rate at the dish is perfectly acceptable and should be strived for. We've done a lot of talking about understanding how to have fun even though you fail so much.
Yeah.
I think that's finally coming back, too. We know that this player might not have been the happiest during his high school season, but I think he's on the up and up. He's really turned things around. And speaking of hitters that could be the best areas produced, let's talk about a second guy. A guy you introduced me to last summer when he was a 15 or 14 last
summer. He was only 14 last summer.
14 last summer. And he seems to be on the thinking that he's not the same hitter he was a year ago, and he's trying to figure it out. One thing I thought about is, what does this have to do with him swinging wood for the first time?
Well, that's interesting. I even thought about that.
And here we have a 15-year-old kid.
He probably
has never had to, had never had failure.
No, certainly not.
And now he's hitting with wood for the first time.
I would say that if he has swung wood before, it hasn't been in any sort of consistency.
No,
he,
maybe.
Yeah, this kid has tremendous bat speed, tremendous athleticism. He's a football player, too, and he's fast, he's strong, he throws the ball hard, he swings the bat hard. He pretty much is just a freak athlete. He's only 15 years old. Another real high IQ guy, works really
great
hard.
Great power-speed combo.
I mean, he has a chance to be somebody real special, too. I think there are glimpses of what we would probably call metal bat mechanics. That pretty much for us means contact points sucked back too deep, trying to enter the zone from underneath, trying to feel for the center of the bat instead of letting the bat get extended out in front and really generate good carry, generate good bat speed. But he'll get it. We're very confident that he'll get it. And
it's hard to keep in mind that he's only 15 years
old.
No,
because he fits in so well, and he's just such an outstanding athlete. And yeah, it's not like he's in a slump or anything like that. He's swinging the bat well, driving the ball for extra base hits.
This is a kid who was looked at for preseason Under Armour All-American.
And I think because he's only 15, he'll be a junior when he's a 16. He's got a chance to be a national team guy.
He's got a JO workout this weekend, as a matter of fact, and then he's going to JO's next week.
Mm-hmm.
While we're in Pueblo.
Yeah, he's JO meaning Junior Olympics. Yeah, he's pretty awesome, and we're lucky to have him. We're lucky to experience him because his talent is just.
And he brings such a youthful energy too. Yeah, it's combo just, the talent. Oh,
it's just beautiful watching the guy run and hit and all that. He's a great player. And he's got a chance to be somebody really special, too.
Well, real quick, let's talk about maybe just one other guy he's a young guy, same class as the player we just mentioned. Let's just talk about the way he plays the game. You know, last night you said something that he doesn't play the game like a 16-year-old.
No, man.
Elaborate on what he does and what you see in him.
Well, with all of our underclassmen, They don't step on the field as other underclassmen. They're real well prepared, and that says a lot for the younger programs in town too. I feel like they both of our real young guys, both of our guys who are going to be juniors in the next class, you can tell they've been coached and prepared from a young age to excel against the top level of talent, and that requires a lot of funding because it means they're going to have to travel a lot growing up. But they just step on the field as though they've been there forever, and though they expect nothing but success out of themselves, and they expect nothing but success out of the team. They I mean, they wake up every day at 6:30, go work out for a couple hours starting at 7. They got BP sometime in the early afternoon. They got pregame practice a couple hours before the evening game. It's nonstop. And I think that what they both do exceptionally well is when they're not at the field, I think they're constantly thinking about the game, constantly finding ways to improve. And that's the mark of an excellent player. Guys who understand that the game never really ends.
Yeah, it's just, they really put in perspective on how much fun they have every time with it, too.
And it's really helpful for our older guys who might be a little bit in cruise mode after graduation, college coming up in a couple of months. It helps.
Nothing to push you like a little 16, 15
year old. It really helps us because we don't have to provide any sort of extrinsic motivation for the kids. They're pushed by people within their own system and with their own program. So it's a pleasure for us to coach.
It is. We're pretty lucky, guys.
Yeah.
And on that note, Nation, we'll go ahead and call it quits. That's a wrap. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.